Alex, you are absolutely right, although how you got to know about the story is beyond me. But it's true, my father did take delivery of the very first Ford Mustang to arrive in this country from Detroit back in 1964. Thing is, Dad was a press officer for Ford of Britain, and this was a PR stunt, because what Ford had done was to offer Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, the very first Ford Mustang to get here as a kind of temporary loan for about 3 months. But back in those days, I'm sure, I don't know how old you are, Alex, but back in those days, brand new cars had to be run in. And by run in, that meant you had to drive them very carefully for about the first 1,000 miles, because if you didn't, you'd blow the engine up. The engine had to sort of bed in and all the rough bits had to wear off. So you couldn't rev it. You couldn't go above sort of 40, 45 miles an hour. So Dad won the office sweepstake to run in the Ford Mustang. And I'll never forget the night that he came home with it. This amazing, snarling beast, you know, on our little drive in Dagenham Road, Romford. I think it was white with red flashes down the side. That's the image I've got of it. But I can see it there now. And it drew a crowd. I mean, people from next door and down the street, they all came to look at this car night after night after night, because, like I say, it was the only one in Britain. So we drove around in this monster, this beautiful monster, for the next 3 weeks. We went to Epping Forest on picnics, and we went on trips to the seaside. And everywhere we went, there was this kind of comet's tail of people following to look at it. It was fabulous. And at the end of the 3 weeks, it was run in. And the day came that it was the last day, and it had to go to the palace the next day. So my dad got the afternoon off work and spent the whole afternoon polishing this Mustang to an impossible gloss and vacuuming the inside and shampooing all the upholstery and stuff. And in the end, he finished it, and it just looked incredible. When I was 8 years old, and I said, "Dad, can we just go for one last drive in it, please?" He said, "Well, okay, but just a short one, because it's ready to go now. We'll just go around the block." So we got in the car, and what he didn't see, because he was so sort of obsessed with driving this car, was that I smuggled our cat, Timmy, the Ginger Tom, in with me as a little treat for the cat. So we set off, and we go around the corner, where the cat is immediately, violently carsick, and just threw up all over the front dash. I mean, everywhere, down the air vents, down the gear chains, you know, in all the little nooks and crannies, down the steering column, all over the carpet, obviously. I mean, a prodigious amount of cat sick for such a little cat. And of course, Dad went berserk. And we went home, and the stench, indescribable. Well, everyone who's had a cat that's thrown up knows what it's like. It was indescribable. So my dad was a stranger to his bed that night, because he's had to spend the whole night, and I'm not exaggerating, trying to get this car sorted for the Duke of Edinburgh the next day. Obviously, he washed it, shampooed it, vacuumed it. He got fans in there out on cables from the house to try and sort of air the thing out. He had the engine running and the ventilation running. And it took him all night. He got little sticks of bamboo to flick out bits of Timmy's tea from the deeper crevices. But he did it. And by about 8 o'clock the next morning when I was going to school, the car was smelling fragrant again and looked perfect. And it was duly delivered to Prince Philip that morning at Buckingham Palace. And, of course, Prince Philip would have known that he was driving this iconic motor car, you know, this extraordinary fashion-changing, game-changing vehicle. But what he couldn't ever have known, that it was the cleanest car on the planet,